voicemail is a deceptive nomenclature. It lacks the tactile exploration of paper mail, the substance on which memories can affix themselves to be dragged from apartment to apartment in a shoebox. Voicemail can't hold her perfume, the threads of lotion and pheromone skin, weaving into the fibers to be extricated by future archivists daring to replicate their ancestry. Voicemail can't be felt by fingers in the dark, desperate and empty moments to reincarnate her skin. I need the paper cuts, the flourish of cursive strokes, to speak louder than the architecture of pronouns and adjectives. I need to stare through the spaces and read her I love yous and how she dots her I's, or scratches out superfluous consonants. She kisses with the commas of her prose. I need to measure the circumference of rounded characters which betray the days when I taught her an unwritten dialect, the expressions of mid-climax when her eyes rolled back, when her muscles gripped me tight, when our words became meaningless and backspaced to before, when let there be light was spoken by the gods, stood unnamed, and the blind sun worship us instead of the inverse. With paper words, ancient tongues articulate the chronology from Sumerian dashes into the poetry we'll inscribe on tombstones tomorrow, or use to make dry eyes moist from beyond the grave. Black blood stains paper-like tattoos inerasable from the skin of our species. With paper words, writers who are now dust can still move others they never knew to die for causes uninvented when they last drew breath. Voicemail is forgotten in a heartbeat if the bill goes unpaid or fingers slip and rage and tap a 7 instead of a 9. With voicemail, you can hear the words of lovers and patriots and martyrs in their own articulation. You can hear their fragile mortality, their human imperfection. You can envision their posture, their resonance, the way they committed the daily sins that historians neglect to notate. Voicemail can delete the deification. But with paper words, you supply the voice. Give the frailty your strengths. Erase the errors of the recording or their pronunciation so that in the silent amphitheater of your skull, the voice is flawless. The voice is removed and only the idea held in its infancy is born through your parental lips into a warrior, carrying your banner, beating your heart drum. With paper words, I can live in a dream that when I someday stand ancient and relive my biography back to new days when I was young and beautiful instead of on the edge of an obituary. Then some night in the rain, when I am too old to make new, I can stand barefoot in familiar territory, read aloud all the paper words that I have cataloged for decades in shoeboxes, cry out for all the lost lovers I have buried, the mothers I have touched when I can still warm them with the sweet words in the envelope of breath. I will scream out the secret names I gave them, reveal them finally to the stars we made love under, curse the frailty of flesh that robbed me of their fingertips. I will condemn the sound of words like widower, because I will know the empty depths of that label. That ripping sound of those syllables stabbing me through the hollow I've been sheltered in since she left. On that night, I will damn all the sounds of all the languages that I could not save her, curse them for assuming that they could summarize my rage into the sound of syllables, into an expression too brief to mean the weight of a billion moments without my wife to make me whole. With voicemail, with a hollow recording, I cannot erase the sound of that brutal word because I will have been named it. But with paper mail, I can light the word on fire, watch it get swallowed slowly by the night, see convert into an envelope of smoke, and know that its agony cannot devastate me anymore in my last moments before I get swallowed, placed into the envelope of time, and get lost in the mail.